Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are owners of New Manna Foods, Daniel and Tristan Brigman. Our co-hosts today are Marcella and John Woodall, Lori Crable, and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we have a very exciting program for you, so do not touch that dial. Mondo, he loves the PTL Television Network. He says, hey, we have to make sure the network continues to grow.
That's right.
And this year, I will say, the Lord has blessed us exponentially. We have continued to grow. Every single time they try to take us off a platform for preaching Jesus, we continue to grow. Every time they say, hey, damper down the message a little bit about Jesus, we say, no, we're going Amen. To continue to grow. And yeah. the Lord has honored that.
Amen.
We honor the PTL Network.
What's so amazing is I just got back from NRB,
That's
the
right.
National Religious Broadcasting Conference. I cannot tell you how many people stopped me and said, we watch the PTL Network.
Amen.
We love Jim and Lori Baker. We love your whole family. We love when you make fun of Ricky. We love when you know, they love her. But listen, we were there, and the PTL Network is loved by every
Amen.
Single person yes. that I came in contact with. Ricky, Lori, there was not one person that said, we don't like PTL Network.
That's amazing.
They loved it so much that they stole my lapel pin.
I mean,
every leader, you know, from Rick Renner. Don't tell Rick Renner he took my lapel pin. You know, Alan DiDidio, and then, of course, some partners that were there.
Aww.
And it was just a beautiful thing to know that you're watching the PTO Network. As a matter of fact, there was a group of people that were from West Virginia. I'm talking about 30 people. And here I'm standing talking to Pastor Troy Brewer, Joseph Z, and Tony Suarez,
yes.
your friends and people that come on the show. And here comes 30 people. And I'm thinking, man, they're going to go and say hi to everybody. I better step away. And they said, no, we want you. We want to talk to you. Tell
it.
Pastor
Aww.
Jim we love him. Tell Praise Lori God. We love him. Tell your brothers we love him and your sisters. And here the pastor said, well, I guess we're chopped livers, you know. The thing is this, it is so beautiful to know that you're watching the PTL Network. And Dad says, I wonder if people miss me. And the other day
Absolutely.
I said, you know what, Dad, everybody
yes.
misses you.
Yes,
everybody wants to
you.
Hear from you. So stay tuned, because at the end of the program, just like you mentioned, you're going to hear from your friend. But I can tell you right now, you need to download this PTL Network app
Amen.
On your phone.
That's right.
It is the fastest way to get to know who we are. Watch the programs that we put out there. You can also watch the PTL Network with the free channel on Roku. I'm going to be slowing down. Apple TV, because I want you to write it down. Amazon Fire Stick, or better yet, free TV streaming network.
Which
is now
added.
Carrying it, right? It's brand new.
That's yes. right. This is amazing. This is a network who, you know, we absolutely love. We support. We want to you to know that we have a 24-hour stream on there now, and
wow.
it's great. Like I said, the enemy says, hey, you're going to have a setback. But no, we continue to
Amen.
Grow. We continue to have that
yes.
comeback
Amen.
Every single time.
Man, I love you preaching already.
Praise
yes.
God.
I told Dad that the other day. If you have a setback, don't take a step back, but get ready
Amen.
For your comeback.
That's right.
That's right.
And that word is for you. Listen, this was the word at NRB. The PTL Network is making a comeback.
Amen.
A comeback, because when I was there, I told all the broadcasters, I said, you guys are here because of the legacy that
Amen.
Jim Baker, your friend, has, you know, said yes to God.
Yes.
And I can
knew.
Tell you that every single one of them recognized yes. that the only reason why Christian television is here is because one man had a call from God to say, yes, Lord, I will launch into what no other man at that time was
Amen.
Doing, and that was broadcasting the gospel around the world, Ricky. And listen, years later, here we are.
That's yeah. right.
Once
Amen.
Again, broadcasting all
Amen.
Over the world. And
Amen.
What better way to do it than doing it for free? Download the PTL
yes.
Network app on your phone and watch us every single day, 24 hours a day, video on demand.
That's right. That's right. So if you miss your friend Jim Baker, it's easy to go back. You can watch even the PTL originals. You can go back and watch
yes.
shows from the Studio City Cafe in Branson, Missouri. You can go and tap into all that on the app. We want you to download that. It is a free download. You can stay tuned. Everything Jim Baker Show, everything PTL Television Network. One thing that I was talking to a partner about the other day, and I absolutely love this. They said, We love the fact that you guys are continuing to bring the news from a biblical perspective.
Ooh, yes.
And we will continue to do that. Every time we get a news article, we say, how does this align with the word of God? Or does it align with the word of God? Sometimes they don't. We don't bring them to you on the broadcast. But if they do, and if they're important to the times we're living in, of course, we're going to bring them to you. Mondo, I know you were at NRB, but I know your phone was still buzzing over and over and over of all the things happening right
now. Listen, right now, the breaking news right now is this, Ricky. And again, we've talked about this for many years on this program. I was talking to prophets. I was talking to Bible teachers. And I want to tell you something. I woke up to this news. Cell phone outages across the U.S. AT&T is working urgently to restore services as more than 70,000 customers are hit by nationwide communication blackouts. Listen to that. We've talked about it year after year about the blackouts. Again, if you're not ready, what are you going to do? If you're not protected, what are you going to do? We talked about two different things. One of them is the solar flares,
That's right.
They don't want to be admitting that there's a problem going on right now. Yeah. Number two, our enemies.
Yeah.
Iran right now is planning to invade America like never before and joining hands with Russia.
That's right.
We're seeing their ultimate goal right now is to knock every part of communication. And the rumors right now, could this be one of the cyber attacks that Russia is planning in order to invade America?
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's just a question. That is not something of my own opinion. This is some of the experts are trying to figure out, is Russia beginning to invade America by starting by knocking out the way of communication? Mm-hmm. If you have AT&T, if you have T-Mobile, if you have Verizon, again, pay attention to some of this. The Bible talks about that there will be signs in the heaven.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. We are watching signs in the heaven like never before.
Right.
Just a few weeks ago, Ricky, we saw over 8 trillion gallons of water dropped from
California.
Heaven in California.
That's right.
No one can explain what is happening.
Right.
But I can tell you right now, there is a trigger of events. Watch this. The Bible says that there will be moments that everything in the prophetic will converge into one moment.
That's right.
Meaning that the suddenlies will begin to take place. Suddenly, 8 trillion gallons of water begin to take place. Suddenly, earthquakes begin to rumble in California. Suddenly, watch this. At the same time we're having floods in California, we're also watching the extremes of drought, sending a warning sign to every farmer. We're going to talk about food today and stay informed because the message on food right now, and I hope I can give you some more news later on the program, it is shocking. Yet this ministry, Ricky, is a watchman on the wall.
That's right.
Warning people about the signs that are here, the signs that are coming, and the signs that the Bible has warned us about.
You know, Pastor Jim Baker has been talking about EMP for many, many years. He's been talking about, a global crisis, but also a crisis coming to the United States of America. And it's important to know that it's not just an enemy that can cause an EMP in America and cause a blackout. It could also be a solar flare of natural devices as well. But I want to say this, for a fraction of the money which we have sent in foreign aid this year, we could have fixed our grid system here in America.
Yes.
American politicians, I know there are some very good ones out there. There are some God-fearing ones, but we must continue to focus on America. We must continue to say, how are we going to make our grid strong again?
Yes.
How are we going to make our borders strong again? We must continue to focus to make sure that we are a beacon of light, which we have been for many, many decades, but we must continue to fight for that right to be that beacon of light across the world.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say right now, an EMP is a very scary thought. Why? What happens if an EMP happens? Yes, everyone's first thought is, well, my cell phone doesn't work anymore. I'm going to tell you, there is going to be a lot more devastating news than your cell phone not being able to be charged. What does that mean? Trucks don't run anymore. There is no longer a food chain. There is no longer food supply. They say there is roughly 1 to 2 days worth of food at your local grocery store. And I'm telling you right now, 1 to 2 days worth of food goes by very, very quickly in the grand scheme of things. It is why we are so, important is why we are so focused on this important message that is preparation. It's why we need to continue to be focused on this important message. Pastor Jim Baker has a message for you. This is a vital message. These are things that he has seen to come. A man who has seen the 9/11s happening before they have happened. A man who has seen the great Katrina floods happening before they happen has a message that we want to share with you.
And you know, a few years ago, I studied this, and the World Health Organization estimated 1/3 of the world is underfed.
Around 345 million people are facing acute hunger, that's borderline starvation.
15 million children die of hunger each year. 35,000 die every day.
In the U.S., over 13.8 million people already suffer from food insecurity.
We are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle.
Texas is home to the largest cattle population in the country. And now America is running low on cows. That's according to the Department of Agriculture.
According to the USDA, nationwide beef cattle inventory dropped to 28.2 million this year.
In fact, there's only a 30-day food supply in the country to feed 320 million people.
And point four, prepare for your family and loved ones. Lack of food is coming. Churches must prepare for members and outreach to the lost.
The Bible tells us that the Euphrates River is actually going to go completely dry.
But now the river is only visible from a distance. Neighboring Iraq has also been affected. The current drought is unprecedented. Rainfall has declined by 70%.
And our leaders are encouraging it, really. They're causing things that are going to bring the crisis to even a greater fulfillment.
China has a food problem. It's worsening food shortages. Self-sufficiency percentages for food for China are relentlessly falling.
Food is power. We need to remember that, and this is very dangerous for the United States.
So it's important to understand that we are really, we're controlled by many things, but one of the things that we're absolutely, totally controlled by is food.
A barn housing tens of thousands of chickens was leveled in what a farm spokesperson calls a tragic accident.
From above, Tuesday, flames and smoke billowed into the air, and snapshots from Umatilla County crews showed the dangerous challenge they faced. They believe a boiler powered by natural gas exploded, igniting the fire and destroying the warehouse.
40,000 pounds of food meant to feed people in a food desert near Maricopa, south of the valley, is completely gone.
This is the last season to get prepared.
Wow. Important words from Pastor Jim Baker. This is the last season to prepare, and that's why we have our special guest with us here today. Daniel and Tristan Brigman, after marrying and having their first child, they wanted their family to be self-reliant and healthy. These desires came, became a spark for New Manna, this food company. And the 12 years that followed, New Manna outgrew their basement to become a nationally trusted name in preparedness. Daniel has been a guest on several radio programs and authored the book Forever 1776, while Tristan has had her hands full in nurturing four small children. We want to thank you guys for being here with us today. What exactly does New Manna mean for you guys?
I'm sorry, but watching that just breaks my heart.
Wow. Yes,
it's true.
It does.
You know, we have food insecurity. We are seeing families without the ability to eat, mothers with children who are starving. And we always thought this would never happen here in America, but we are seeing it happen here in America. What does being in the food business, ensuring people are prepared, mean to you?
When we started, it's been, 12 plus years. We never dreamed, I guess maybe you have an inkling, but you never dreamed you were going to get to this point. And the things that you see on the news were only part of your imagination at one point. And people ask me the same question you asked. I have no idea how we got here. Like if you ask me, how in the world was there intent? I have no idea. We wanted to do food storage. We saw what was out there. We didn't like really what was out there.
Yes.
And from a series of events, God, it was a God thing.
Amen.
And we started New Manna, and then we did it. It's about being self-reliant, being prepared. and so that you can carry on with your mission no matter what.
That's right. It's the mission. Like you said, it's to carry on the mission. The mission is to ensure that every single chance we get, we are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's why we do what we do here at Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. Now, Danny, I want to ask you, what is, for those who may not know, what is long-term food storage?
Well, just like it sounds, you know, long-term, you want to store for a long time. You want to, you can buy something today, freeze your food price, right? Because everybody knows the price of food's going up.
It's going up. That's
so
right.
You can freeze your food price today, and 20 years from now, you know that it's still going to be there, and it's going to taste just as good and be there that you bought 20 years previous. I mean, so it's something that stores long-term that you don't have to worry about, you know, refrigerating or what have you, just like it sounds.
Amen. And then I keep looking over there. Marcella Woodall, John Woodall, they're sitting over there. I keep looking at this.
Hello, everyone.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm getting kind of envious that they got to sit in that spot and I don't get to be standing over there. I'm gonna make my way over there eventually.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
This right there is
one of the buckets
of food that we are now proud to introduce from Numana Food Suppliers.
Yes.
This is absolutely amazing. Marcella, there's some things over there that I'm telling you, I'm gonna get a bowl of before the program ends.
Yes,
right. But this right here just shows you, and I think this is vital to see, this isn't your regular, everyday, long-term food storage. This looks like it is something that needs to be put on your table tonight.
Yes. And Ricky, I just want to say, you know, of course, in the amazing Jim Baker style, he always says, for all of our partners who are watching, show them the food. It's so important that not only does it taste great, and we have an amazing audience here, we're going to be tasting the food, but it looks great. It's something that you want to have. And I love that you just said that is, that's something that Daniel and Tristan, we were talking. I'm so passionate about preparedness and helping people to prepare along with our family here. But I said, not only is this to grab a bucket, store it away, put it away for natural events or things that may happen, but we are witnessing and watching right now that this food is good enough to put into your pantry. When you order a bucket, order multiples, put it into your into your pantry, because not only are we seeing where people are preparing for times of trouble, enduring times, for the end times, different reasons, and many people have their reasons of why they prepare, but we're also watching right now inflation. Every home, there's not one home that is not being affected by the food prices that are rising.
That's right.
And so this is a way, as you see right here, I want the team to show you, this is one full bucket. This is the family pack. Right here, you see all these amazing recipes. There's Alfredo, chicken Alfredo. There's oatmeal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's so many different, and we're going to get into this. But Ricky, this is something that I know we're so passionate about. I do want to ask, though, because, of course, we are introducing a brand new food company to you, Numana. And Daniel and Tristan, if you could share with us, tell us, what does Numana mean?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, from the Bible, manna came from God, and new means prepare you for what's coming.
Amen.
Just be prepared.
This is a new manna for today.
I love
Amen.
That.
Praise God. Now, Tristan, I saw that, you know, during the video we were playing, you began to, you know, become weepy. But it's because we see these things happening. What does it mean for you that you are in this business where you can potentially be helping millions of people ensure that they are preparing their families with food?
This is a blessing for everybody. It's something, you know, you see food prices going up. You see disasters. We know it's coming. It's, you know, you read the Bible. And this is something that you got to get prepared for.
Yes.
And not only that, you can use it every day, whether it's camping or going on trips or, you know, you may lose your job or anything like that. You
can. You're late for baseball practice.
Yes. That's right.
That's that versatile.
Or your kids are like, Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, here you go. They
Praise
love
God.
It. And
That's
it's right. Kids love this food. It's
it
amazing.
Is child approved. That's right.
Yes.
Mondo, we just recently had a story where a man reached out to you and they're saying a woman just lost her job and we need to make sure that she can feed her family. Is that true? Somebody just reached out to you about that.
Yeah, you know, we get reports all the time, but this one touched my heart. Again, you are an example of what America should be doing right now and be concerned.
Yes.
I don't think you should ever get used to understanding what's here, not what's coming.
Right.
I'm looking at the headlines right now, and I don't mean to veer away from, but
Please
this
do.
Is part of the headlines, is that when you have families understanding they lost their job, they lost everything that they were putting their trust on. Listen, I used to think that life can change in a matter of 24 hours. I believe now life can change in a matter of seconds.
That's right.
In a matter of seconds, you go from being an executive to, in a matter of seconds, now how are you going to feed your family?
Right.
This type of food can change the future of the now for your family. When I'm watching the news, listen to this. Food supply chain thefts rise in 2023 as price increases and inflation, you talked about inflation, continues to have a significant effect. I talked to experts in the last 24 hours, and the warning is it's not going to get any better.
That's right.
Yet when you hear of testimonies like this family, that this food, the food that we offer through this program, and we're able to partner with vendors that believe in the message that God has given us, this is a life and death situation. Yes. Yet when they knew that they had their food stores, they knew that their food was there, you know what it did for them? It gave them a peace of mind.
That's right.
That's it. The peace of mind, Ricky, is what sustained this family into the next step and what God was about to do with them. But you can't buy peace of mind, Ricky. Not when you start listening, start watching a lot of these headlines. Let me give you another one. No farmers, no food. Greece is putting the pressure on farmers on stopping their manufacturing and stopping their farming. Why? They want to control. When the United States of America is selling the ability for you to choose what foods to buy to the global economy, we are in trouble.
That's right.
It's a matter of weeks, even months, where we're going to be in the next few days in America, because it's not being dramatic. It's just that when you watch what these people are wanting to do, Ricky.
That's right.
I can't believe that you guys showed up.
What a blessing. Mm. It's a blessing to be able to partner with other believers, other people who believe in Jesus Christ, the message that is to come. And I want to tell you this right now. If you're just tuning in, we are introducing a brand new affiliate product to you, something that you are not going to want to miss out. This is Numana Food. And I love the tagline. It says food storage you'll love to eat. Yes. And that's important. You want to make sure that you are loving what you are putting in your body. You are loving what you are going to be consuming. Now, Daniel, can you take us back to day one? Take us back to when you were saying, hey, you know what? I think this is important for my family. Where were you? How did it start? And tell us about Numana, the company.
Well, we started literally in our basement. We, like I said previously, we saw the other recipes that were out there, and they were full of things we didn't, you know, MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame. They didn't taste that good. Right. I mean, just be honest, right?
Yes.
And we thought we could do better, and so we did. And so we went on a mission and a series of events, and we started the company. Then when you start a business, you're in a world of competition.
That's right.
You have literally multi-million dollar corporations that you're competing with at the time. How in the world do you gain traction?
That's right. How'd you do it?
So we went to prepper shows. Tristan can remember this. We literally had our youngest in the pack and play in the back of our booth.
Right.
We had our booth.
Well, she was in the pack and play. I had the other one on my hip. And my other one was like still in samples.
That's right.
So, people are like, really? My daughter's like, can I have more? And I'm like, no, those are for the people that are trying to do. So, yeah.
That gave us one of the best experiences we had was that time. And I'll tell you why. So many companies out there had all kinds of things in their buckets, what have you. We were offering things to the public, and we had literally thousands of people come to us, and we'd ask them, what do you like about this? What do you don't like about it? What would you rather see? Mm. And so we were able to get that information, and that's what shaped our buckets.
Wow.
You see this bucket here? This is not the mind of, you know, Tristan and I. This is the mind of thousands of people.
Amazing.
Who said, I want this. So 90% of the people, this was like, boom, this is their sweet spot. And so that was how we started. That's how we started to gain traction. And we just had a little different idea that we wanted to do better. It's not just food, sawdust you put in your, you know, you put in your basement or whatever.
Right.
It's food, and we can do it better. And we feel like we did.
And you did. I'll tell you right now, we have sampled and we did it with our staff too. If we are sending it out to you, we have vetted it. We have tested it. We have ensured that it is good. Our staff has stated. We have thumbs up from Pastor Jim Baker.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, we got a thumbs up from one of the most important food critiques in the world, my daughter. She's 3 years old.
Exactly.
If you can get a thumbs up from her, then you can get a thumbs up from anybody.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, you guys have made this product so good because you have tried and tested. You started in your basement. Now you are a company who is producing this. And I'm going to ask why, because people often wonder, why must this food be put in a bucket?
Well, I guess it doesn't have to. I mean, yes. you can put it in. You know, one of the things you could take it apart if you don't have much room, and you could, you know, put the individual. But it stores really good. This is why we did this bucket. It carries. Look, you need to get out. You can carry. It has lockable. Maybe you can see.
It stacks.
These buckets
it's
stack
for easier. Space.
They good stack spacing. Really good. Pretty it saves for space. It's convenient. It's
safety.
All the above.
So what is it? So when someone gets this bucket, they open it up. What are we getting on the inside of this bucket? Is it individually packaged?
So you'll see. This packaging is very important. There's three things that kill food storage.
Yes.
The three top killers. It doesn't matter what in your pantry right now. It doesn't matter what it is. Temperature fluctuation, light and heat, and oxygen. Mm. So you have to formulate something that's going to be stable inside a package, and then you have to have the packaging that's going to prevent those. So if you feel that, you could feel that packaging. That's not
a thick package.
I mean, that's not just cheap
quality.
Cellophane.
Yes.
And I'll tell you a story. When we were new and we were starting, we had, tons of different companies' food products like this in our pantry.
Yes.
Tristan was aghast. We got a mouse in the house. So we got a mouse in the house. Of course, it goes straight to the pantry.
That's right. Yeah.
And so
smells of food.
It smells of food. So we went there and we looked. Every single package from every company, the mouse bit the edge of the packaging and was eating the food, except ours.
Wow.
Why is that?
I didn't realize at first because they could not smell any food.
Wow.
Because the barrier didn't allow the oxygen to come through.
Amazing.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that was kind of a testimony. Yeah. And, a lot of people have said, why do you have these plain black, but they look plain? There's a reason. There's a reason we have these plain, ugly looking.
They're over-engineered.
It's over-engineered.
And not only that, it's resealable.
Yes. Yes.
So if you want to take some out and make half of it, and then you can just seal it up.
Yes. Wow.
It's convenient.
It's convenient. It's better. It's better quality, and it's going to make your food last longer.
So we're seeing over there a variety of things. Marcella, you've listed off a few of them. I'm telling you, I'm getting hungry
Ricky, just looking at them. That's right. If I can, right now, this is a family pack. Our amazing staff and team have made it all up, but here's what is included. There's 17 different varieties of food that is included in this bucket. You have sweet habanero chili with pineapple. We're going to be John and I are going to make that one today. That's one of our favorites. We have the rice pilaf, black bean soup. There's also classic chili, cheesy potato soup, oatmeal with brown sugar, cheddar broccoli soup, pancake mix, granola with multigrain cereal, mac and cheese. Thank you for thinking of our children.
Yes.
Mac and cheese, Hawaiian style, sweet and sour, potato casserole, pasta primavera, enchiladas, beans and rice, pasta Alfredo, Italian pasta with marinara sauce, and creamy vegetable and rice soup. As you can see here, the team has made it all up. So what I love that you guys have done with this family pack is truly you cover the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you have different foods that you can make for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And John and I, while you guys are also continuing, we do want to make the food. We're going to be
What are you going to be making over there?
Yeah, we're going to make the habanero. This is sweet habanero chili with pineapple. And I must say, the reason why I wanted to make it is, first of all, when we allowed all of our staff and some of our residents who live here at Morningside, they came down and they tried it. And the first thing they said is, habanero, is that spicy? Because that's what your mind thinks,
right?
But actually, what I love is this recipe actually ended up being one of the altogether favorite recipes. People fell in love with the flavor, the taste. So that's the habanero chili. It's sweet habanero chili with pineapple. The thing I want to remind you, and what's so important to Pastor Jim, so important to us, is this food is 25-plus year shelf life. And so you're not just getting something that's going to last you a couple years. This is an item that we have always worked hard to say we have to have that long storage shelf life food, up to 25-year shelf life food. It's available right now. What I love is, even as we're talking about it, you can go to our website. We've just launched the Numana affiliate site. So you're going to go to our website, go to our store, click on the Numana site, and you're going to see not just this bucket, but there's so many different varieties. And I'll just say, there's organic buckets. There's no gluten buckets. There's a family buckets. There's milk individually. But here's what I love that you guys have done. Because when COVID happened, see, Ricky, it was really difficult. and we were working behind the scenes.
Yes.
And we used to be able to offer multiple buckets where people could order so many to meet the needs of the family and also to receive some discounts, right? Well, when COVID happened, it got down to the manufacturer said we can only do one bucket at a time. Yes. People can only, and you remember that, we can only offer one bucket at a time. But what I love, if they've put together one bucket option, three buckets, six buckets, 12 buckets. Yes. So that allows you to meet the needs of your family. When we're looking at this family starter, as you see here, 17 different varieties, and there's 144 servings of food in one bucket. So wow. As we're cooking, John and I are going to start cooking. As we're cooking and our audience is sampling, I want you to go to those phones. Remember, write this down, but you know the number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. If you've been waiting, and we know there's some who, you know, you've been waiting to see, okay, Lord, what's really happening? You're watching the news. You're hearing the prophetic word. But I believe that today is a prophetic day.
Amen.
That people who will hear the alarm sounding.
Amen.
We can no longer wait. We have to act. The Lord is saying we have to act. We have to prepare. And we want you to do that today. We can help you. Our operators are standing by. The number again is 1-888-988-1588. Remember, you can also go to the website to get a glimpse of all the different types of buckets that we're offering and releasing here at the Jim Baker Show.
That's right.
I wanted to piggyback on something, especially what she just said, what you said a little earlier. I've been on lots of radio shows, and they asked me something about, you know, food supply. And I'm on record for the past few years. I said, the price of meat is going to shock you. The price of eggs are going to go up to $1 a piece. I see this on the food on a different level than most people when they go to the grocery store. I'm seeing on a wholesale level and seeing what's there. I'm going to tell you, you know, not that I want to predict this. I'm telling you what I'm seeing. The price of food has shocked people to this point. Mm. The price of food in the future, medium, long-term, short-term, it's hard to predict. Will take your breath away.
Wow.
That's my prediction. And so not only are you preparing for some eventuality, some situation where life's not as we know it now, but it's a smart investment.
Amen.
You're freezing your food price.
You're locking it in.
Yeah. It's like,
that's right.
You know, it's like, could you buy meat 10 years ago? Would you like to buy meat today or 10 years ago price? Which
that's
would you
right.
like to do? So that's what you're able to do with this. And so there's a lot of things to think about. And this is, I think, essential for your family and what's coming.
That's right. We truly believe it's essential. If you're just tuning in, we have introduced a brand new affiliate to you called New Manna. We are very, very excited. I want you to watch this video to find out what New Manna Food Supply is. This is New Manna, a new affiliate. We are excited to bring to you. One of the most exciting things you guys just said was that there is variety or a bucket for each budget. But
yes.
Also, Mondo, they have a no gluten bucket, which
this
I know
is
very
my
important
favorite.
To you.
Listen, many Americans are dealing with this autoimmune disease system in their bodies. Bodies get inflamed when they touch or come across wheat. I want to tell you something. This was life-changing for me, even though I already had the supplies that we offered in the past. This right here, no wheat, no gluten bucket for me is a life-changing moment. Why? My wife deals with a lot of issues of autoimmune. And I want to tell you something. Even though we had the food over there, we would not touch it. It will kill you. Yet, what has been able to do for us is extend our life, give us options.
That's right.
What better way to have an option than have great taste And I did a little secret, by the way. I took several packages home, and I told my wife, I'm cooking tonight. Finally, she said.
Yeah, I hear this.
No, I'm kidding. I cook all the time, too. But she said, finally, you're going to cook. But I said, you guys can't be in the kitchen. And I started cooking and brought it. Didn't tell them what it was, where it came from. We sat down, and I'm watching them. Where did you go get this? What restaurant did you get it from,
Dad? They thought you bought it. They knew something
was
up.
Something was it. They knew it wasn't my cooking, you know what I mean? Yes. I don't know if it was an insult or a compliment, you know, but I took it as a compliment. And I said, look, we're offering this new food. What? You need to go and get some more, you know?
That's right. No
wheat. This is why we offer this, the peace of mind.
Amen.
But Jim Baker, your friend, has always said, make sure you have food insurance policy for your home, for your family. This is what this is.
That's right.
If I'm going to spend thousands of dollars on coverage for my vehicles, for my house, and of course, you know, they give life insurance and health insurance, and I never get sick. And I'm paying, you know, a lot of money for health insurance as well, and I never get sick, but it's there in case of emergency.
Right.
And I'm thinking, if I never get sick, but there's one time. I need a knee surgery.
Came in. That's right.
It came in handy, right?
That's right.
And I'm thinking, well, this food, the insurance you have, is knowing that when I'm looking at the news and I'm looking at the prices of chicken 5 years ago compared to where it is now.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Can I tell you a little secret? I'm shocked that a burger over the weekend cost me $25. A burger, not fries, not an extra meal, $25 for a little burger.
Yeah, you were in Nashville over the weekend,
and I'm in
right?
Nashville, Tennessee, mid-America, $25 for a little burger. I'm hungry. I was desperate. My blood sugar was dropping. My wife is texting me, make sure you eat. Don't fast that day. You're doing a lot of interviews. I almost fasted. I couldn't believe it. Shocked me. $25.
Nice. Wow.
Then later, a little piece of pizza, $15 for a slice of pizza.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Look, make the math work for you. This options, Ricky, it's available right now.
Yes. That's right. That's why I say it's a bucket for every budget.
Yes, absolutely. And today we are going to be serving our audience food samples today. Our staff have worked so hard, but honestly, it's also what I want to comment on is how easy it is to prepare this.
Yes.
It took us no time. All you needed was a pot, boiling water. You put it into the pan and you just start mixing it there. So we have prepared samples for our audience. Are you guys excited to try it?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
We are too. We're excited for you guys to try it too.
One of the amazing things is you guys came out with an organic bucket. Now I can remember about a decade ago, I went to Lori's house. She's married. She lives just a little bit away from here, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is. I went to her house and she had these little things and they were called, I think they were called like organic cheddar squares. They were for a popular brand of a regular cheddar square snack.
Yes,
you can know what it is. I remember thinking, Lori, what is this? And she goes, it's the healthy version. It's the organic version.
If there's anybody who
loves organic food, it's Lori.
Thank you so much. And you guys were one of the first to develop the organic certified bucket, which is amazing.
Ooh.
I know, as we were kind of talking before the show got started, that wasn't an easy feat for you guys, right?
Well, we were the first, and it was a...
Bring it in, girl.
It was a
come on,
hard path.
Hey, listen.
Oh, here we go.
Listen, I know, Dad, you're watching, and you're asking, where is this food? Why is this panel not eating?
Yes.
So I'm going to serve you all.
Oh, fantastic.
We've served a smorgasbord. There's a different variety, so each one of you will have a different recipe to try.
That's awesome.
And you can share that with everyone who's watching. While we're doing this, too, our audience...
This is nice. My sister serving.
That's right. I love it.
Right.
Go ahead and grab one, Ricky.
This is the first and the last time. Come on.
And Mondo, for you, they're so kind. You got the chili, the no gluten chili.
Oh.
Isn't that awesome?
Now, Daniel, you have to wait to eat because you got a story you got to finish.
Wait.
Hey, while you eat, while you tell that story, we're going to eat. So.
Okay. This is a very important story. So in the food storage industry, the food preparedness industry, we were getting feedback from people, hey, why don't you have organic? Or do you have organic? What's out there? Well, it doesn't exist. And so as we began to talk to people, hey, we'd like to do this, they'd say, why? Why? What are you doing? Why would you even do that? And this has been, you know, probably 8 years ago when we started this. And so we got a lot of resistance at first, and we had to fight through really, we had to make a path that didn't exist.
Wow.
Organic and wasn't that popular then either.
Right. Not nothing like now. I think people are waking up. Yeah, you know, yeah. So many people with health situations.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, even our partners, that has been one of the key questions is they've asked us, do you have an organic option? And we know organic is not cheap. You know, and it, what right. it takes to create that. But what you guys have done is you have made it affordable for us. That really, for me, I can go on and on about it. But just having clean, healthy ingredients, knowing that my children, that myself, that's important to me. You know, so thank you so much for giving us the option of having this available to us today. And for you at home, I hope you'll go to that website, check out all of the variety of options we have. Go to jimbakershow.com. You can click on the affiliate link and check everything out there.
This is incredible.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think about
it? It's so good, isn't it?
What is this? This is...
That's your chili.
It's real food.
Oh, my.
You got the habanero chili. That and pasta primavera, my favorite.
This is like perfect. Yes. It's not burning hot, but it's got the nice spice.
A little flavor.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
And I'm having my kid's favorite, the cheddar broccoli soup. We're going to be having this for dinner. It's going to be easy. You know what I love, too, that Tristan has been involved? She's a woman. So she has thought of all of the details. I've heard her comment, the resealable, how easy it is. Because we know all you moms out there, we need something easy throughout the week, for sure.
Now, Daniel, I need a few minutes to eat here. So I'm going to ask you a question. Can you discuss the... certifications that you have for the organic label on this. What is that process like, and why is that important for long-term food storage?
Oh my gosh, it's quite a process. So once you know, anybody can say, oh, I have an organic bucket, right? And it's like, yes. You know, what does that mean? What does that even mean nowadays? Everybody, you know, I'm sure you're aware of food quality, food certification. So you have to get something certified if you're going to claim it's organic.
Okay.
So there's different organizations out there. So we chose CCOF, which is out of California, something good that came out of California was the CCOF. They're very strict about things like this, California Cooperative of Organic Farmers. And so they have a very high standard. So we followed their procedure. It was, you know, like moving a mountain almost to get this done at this level and what it takes. So then we got it CCOF certified. It's organic. Then people asked about heavy metals. They asked about pesticides. So we went another level and said, well, let's heavy metal test it. Let's pesticide test it. And so we sent, I don't know if you, maybe Ben's going to show some of the pictures up there, some of the certifications.
Yes.
If you look at them, the heavy metals in this, anybody knows about growing food. So heavy metals are all our food. Unfortunately, our world is a very polluted world. Mm-hmm. And anything you grow in plants, if the soil has a lot of heavy metals, it's going to pick it up into the plants.
Yes.
And so that's how heavy metals a lot of time or pesticides will have different heavy metals in them. That's how it gets into your food. Plants are very ready to pick up things. So the organic is very specific about what you can put on it, what you can't. And so that's why we test it. Not only is it certified, we're going to prove it to you. Our heavy metal tests are incredible. It's incredibly low. The pesticide test, as you'll see, is almost non-existent. It doesn't even register on the different levels. It doesn't even register, meaning no pesticides whatsoever, register level.
Praise God. That's amazing.
And so that's what we've done.
Tristan, we know you've been involved. This food tastes so good. No, I'm just kidding. Dana, we know you're...
This milk tastes so good. Powdered milk back in the day?
Powdered milk, yes. And I will say this, I am a milk connoisseur. I love milk. My wife will tell you, I drink milk before bed every single night.
It's milk in the morning. Darren Parker needs to try the milk.
Yes. Is he a milk guy? Hey, come on, get some.
Come on, Darren.
I have to say, he saw me drinking it, and he's on the sidelines. He's like, is that milk? I need
an organic milk.
They need to call the number, though, right?
Yes.
Listen, if I was you, don't be like me and talk while you're eating. It's a bad habit. I brushed my teeth the other day on TV. My wife said, what are you doing? My mom called me. Listen, 1-888-988-1588, or better yet, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. We have a lot of options that will fit your budget right now. If you're looking at the organic, I want you to go and find the organic section for your family. Or if you're the new no gluten person like myself, listen, you want to get that today, order it, put it part of your recipe, put it part of your group. I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. And I want you to invite all of your friends. Mm-hmm. I want you to do a food tasting and critique it. We want to hear from you. Take pictures of what recipes. I do something that most Latinos have to do with everything. Put cilantro on everything. I don't know why we have to put cilantro on everything or barley on everything.
onions. I do my own recipes, and I like this one here, the habanero one. I did put onions and extra chili peppers, and ground I start adding rice in the middle of it. I like the texture, and I want to tell you something. It was so good, and extra cheese. I'm a cheesy man. I don't know why.
He is a cheesy man.
Yes.
Call right now, 1-888-988-1588.
And I'm watching the audience right now. Look, everyone, are you loving it? Wave at us if you're loving it. It is so good. Yes.
I think she wants seconds. Come on.
You bring up a great point, something that people take for granted in the food storage. You want to be able to extend this type of food. So food storage, there's so much involved in it and what your family eats. So you take a meal like that habanero chili.
Yes.
And that's probably, if you're going to ask 100 people, probably 60 of them are going to say, that's my favorite, or 40 of them, whatever. You can take that chili, put rice with it. Your rice and beans that you may be storing that's just sitting there. What am I going to do with that rice and beans? Well, I'm going to put it in the chili.
Yes.
And now I'm going to extend the chili. The rice and beans taste better. Your chili's extended. All these recipes, this potato soup, they all lend themselves. We specifically did that. Look, this is feedback.
Yes.
When we're sitting at that prepper show and we got our little girls in the back, this is what people are telling us that they wanted.
You know what's so amazing is that the heirloom seeds that we offer, I'm already thinking my sister's going to have some. I'm already planning for tomatoes. I'll buy them from you. I don't need things for free. But if you want to bless me, amen. But listen. I'm thinking of tomatoes putting in here, her onions and the cucumbers, and make it very.
Our
I love the fact
ground beef.
Girl, bring it over. I take it all. Listen, do it. You know why? Because when you get around people, the last thing you want to do is stress. I don't like people stressing when they're stressed and panicking. You have to be the person in control and make sure that everything is going to be fine. That's why I love my sisters. The world can be falling apart. And you know what? They're going to go out there and farm their land.
Amen.
And they're going to do their right or wrong.
That's exactly
right. And then we all get together. And then I found out that my brother's getting organic meat. I said, well, you know what? I want some of that too, brother. Well, you know what it does?
Barter.
It brings people together.
That's right.
And we can talk about what God is doing in our lives, what God is developing. You ought to be the planner in your life. This little kid right here, I call her little kid because I remember being little. And I love my sister. I never thought she would become an amazing planner, and yet she's the one that plans everything for her family. And you think of every detail, Lori. Why should a mother, a grandmother, need to do this for and planning, right?
Yes.
Because planning is where you take action. But why do you feel planning to make this food is so important?
It's so easy. That's the thing. And what we want to do is we want to be able to provide you and your family with something that is affordable, something that tastes good, but also something that is good for you too.
That's right.
So Mondo, you kind of talked a little bit about me and Marisela. You know, our kids pretty much grow up together after school. Everyone comes together. We prepare meals for them. John, who's there, he's a great cook, by the way. He prepares most of the meals. But the kids are hungry. When they want to eat, they are ready then.
Yes.
So I've seen actually, as we have been sampling some of these, we've pulled out the cheddar broccoli and we've been able to mix that up quickly and put maybe some sourdough with it. Like you said, just add a few things, but it tastes so good and it's so easy to do. That's what I love about it.
That's right. People don't, I think they underestimate how important food is to their mood.
Yes.
They're happy. You know,
I'm happy now.
Right. Yes. I mean, it's so.
It gets rid of the hangry.
You know, or what have you. And people sitting at home, they may hear these news stories and they're studying the Bible and they're putting all this together. And sometimes they could have a tendency to feel closed in. They could feel isolated. They could feel, you know, food becomes a bridge. Mm-hmm. You're not isolated. You have so many people, like everybody up here, we're with you. Our company is built on helping you in this time. So you do not have to feel that way.
Right.
We do not want you to feel desperate, alone, stressed, what have you. That's why we made this food the way we did. At least that part of it, you know, we can't change everything, but at least we can do that for you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What are some of the mistakes people make in long-term food storage?
I think they underestimate. They underestimate.
Like how much they'll need?
How much they need, and they put it off. It's so overwhelming.
Right.
Oh, it's so they just don't order at all.
Right. I'll just won't worry about it. If there's an emergency, I'll go to my neighbor. I'll do the.
Okay.
They just put it off. So what we've suggested is start with a plan. If you're starting from zero, you know, and you're sitting with your family, make a 2-week plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure in my house that I do not have to go anywhere to eat for 2 weeks. Start there and talk and get the children involved.
That's a good plan. Just start with the 2 weeks. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just start with something realistic.
And get everybody involved.
Yes.
Get your little five-year-old. You know, hey, what do you like to eat? Well, I like mac and cheese, whatever. Try this, whatever. Get them involved. Everybody's involved. 2 weeks. After you do 2 weeks, okay, a month. After a month, 3 months.
That's right.
And then this becomes part of your lifestyle. It's a mentality. It's not just a, hey, buy, put it away, never look at it again. It's a mentality. You are becoming independent.
Yes.
Your family is becoming food independent. It's the insurance that you talk about for your family. That's right. This is where God wants you to be. God doesn't want you to be desperate.
Amen.
God wants you to have provision and more and thrive.
Be happy. That's right.
Right. That's right.
And happy and thrive in the situation. So that's what it's
You know, I love it because in the Proverbs it says that I have never seen a righteous man forsaken, and people will stop there. But I beg you, please finish the rest of that verse. It says, nor have I seen his children beg for bread. I'll tell you right now, you need to make sure that your children don't beg for bread. I heard this analogy. It's very important. It says, make sure your children are on the ark. Whenever the earth was flooded, there were children who didn't make the ark. Why? Because their parents did not believe the message that was being preached by Noah. Yeah. Believer, you are responsible for your children understanding the gospel in its fullness. Yeah. You are responsible to help cultivate their relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. The battle's already been won if you're a believer in Christ, but we must prepare our children. It's not just a cutesy Bible story that we tell them, hey, put on the full armor of God. Ha ha, here it is. Now go to bed. Forget about that. No, we are truly in spiritual warfare. There is nothing more that the devil would love than for you to be struggling. There is nothing more that he would love than for you to have anxiety and depression because you feel like I have not properly stair-stepped my way to preparing for my family. That's why it's vital what you said. Start with the 2 weeks, then start with a month, then go to the 3 months. Stair-step your way to preparation. Start with just one. If you're saying, hey, you know what? My budget's very tight. That's okay. Start with just the one. Get the one so that you can say, you know what? I at least know for a fact I have this amount of time for my family good to go. Then go with an additional until you get to the point where you say, you know what? I comfortably can say I can feed myself and my family for many years.
Wow.
Absolutely. It's essential. And or you cannot believe anything we're saying. And don't worry about it. Just take your chances. Yeah. I mean, it's up to you.
The viewers already know what's coming.
That's right.
This is like safety and love and family and being prepared. And I mean, God wants us to be happy. And if you're prepared, you don't fear, and you're happy. It's just a blessing.
You know what I love is the recipe. So when I look at the non-gluten family pack, I'm looking at you're going to be eating pasta primavera, classic chili, sweet habanero chili, which is the one I had with pineapples. Ooh, I love pineapples. Enchilada beans and rice. You can get to have Mexican food. Come on, man.
That's
let's do it.
They were thinking about us.
I knew you were from God.
They were thinking about us.
Italian pasta with marinara sauce, potato casserole, cheddar broccoli soup, black bean soup. That is my favorite. Do you realize I'm Latino? I get excited every time beans come up.
These are comfort foods.
Cheesy potato soup. Oh, I grew up on black bean soup, by the way. I grew up with that every morning, evening. That was my comfort, but it brought family together, just like you mentioned. But can you imagine on the non-gluten items, amazing recipes?
Yes.
What are the recipes are we going to have on the other items?
Yeah, and here, right here, and I do want to mention, too, as you see here, we have the family pack. But here's what's awesome. One of the buckets that we have not had a chance to talk about, and this is why I encourage you, there's not enough time in 1 hour to go over the selection and the variety of buckets that they are offering to our audience. So I want you right now to go to our store. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on that affiliate link or call our toll-free number, 1-888-988. Our operators will help you as well. But one of the buckets that's on here, it has 204 servings. It's a larger kit. It's called the Defender Nutritive Pack. Here's what's awesome. Not only are you getting some of the staple recipes that we've talked about, like the sweet habanero chili with pineapple, the rice pilaf, the black bean soup, items like that, but what's unique about this bucket is they're also including organic quinoa, organic black chia seeds, organic sprouting seeds, organic brown jasmine rice. They also have organic spelt. And so that is in the Defender Nutritive Pack. It's available on our website or by going and calling that toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. But I urge you, go there because you'll be able to see there's so many different varieties that they're bringing here to the PTL family. And I just want to show you real quick while the camera, if the camera can see this, this is a pasta Alfredo. Mm. This is one of the very first recipes that John and I ever cooked when we were sampling. But look, you have to look at the noodles, the sauce, the noodles. I don't know if you can see that. Oh, there it is.
It's so good.
Look at how amazing the noodles and how, wow, it stays together. It doesn't turn into mush. It is how it's, you see the structure of the noodles.
And babe, do you know what's important? It is kid and tested approved.
Absolutely. Yes, that's right. So right here too, we also have the cheddar broccoli soup, one of Olivia's favorites. She loves cheddar broccoli soup, but the list goes on and on. Remember, they are doing everything. You guys have truly thought of everything. I could say breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call that toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588 to place your order today.
That's right. We are introducing new Mana Food is a new affiliate program with the Jim Baker Show, Jim Baker's PTL television network, and we are very excited. Like Nana said, you can call it 1-888-988-1588. Or you can go to jimbakershow.com. You can hit that red banner that says Shop Our Affiliates. We want to make sure that you and your family are prepared for any season of life. We want to make sure that you are prepared for your neighbors as well. It's very important. But you know, believer, I want to tell you what is more important than physical preparation is your spiritual preparation. Amen. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? There has never been a better moment than right now to fully surrender yourself to Him. Amen. There has never been a better moment to get more intimate with the Father than right now. If you're saying, well, I'm not a believer, I don't know Jesus Christ, it's as simple as this. Just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I understand that I am a sinner. I fully believe that you died on a cross for my sins and that there is redemption because of your blood. And Jesus, I accept in your fullness the grace in which you have given me today. If you have said that prayer, go get in a good Bible-believing church. Make sure that your spiritual health is healthy all the time. And go, you know what? Post it on Facebook, Instagram. Say, I believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the best decision you've ever made. We want to thank you guys for being here with us. Yeah. We have a day two with them. You are not going to want to miss this. We have a lot more exciting things to announce. And I want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Here at the Jim Baker Show, we are so excited to announce that we are doing our annual Ready Now Preparedness Expo. I want you to save the date. It begins on Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Go to our website. You can visit it there at jimbakershow.com to see all the lineup of prophetic guest speakers, vendors that will be here to help you in your preparedness journey, along with practical seminars and teachings and classes that will help you to be prepared. Remember, you can visit our website, www.jimbakershow.com, for more information.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
We want to thank you for your prayers and support. We would not be able to be here without you. If you want to see more from us and our family, go to watchjimbakershow.com. And as my dad always says, remember, God loves you. He really does.